We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Our hour-long chat here today with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler continues. And if you've got a question or a comment, we'll certainly take your phone calls here at 785-537-1350. We've got him here in studio with us till 10 o'clock. And, you know, one thing here I didn't mention in the last segment is if people do have complaints, this has been one I know that I've seen complaints online about. I know the police department's probably fielded some complaints on this, and that's there's been a local trash company that kind of stopped picking up trash here. I don't know if they've gone out of business or not. It hasn't really been a whole lot of communication, but I know there's a lot of customers with some questions about you know, what they can do to have their trash removed, because they don't want to probably get ticketed for it, and maybe some recourse they may have.
I'm familiar with the issue you're talking about and the company that you're referring to. This has been going on for a while, actually. I can tell you that in terms of trash that is floating around the neighborhood because it hasn't been picked up or animals have gotten into it, if it's not picked up, then it does become a code enforcement issue with the fire department. There's a difference, though, between the refuse and the trash that's laying around and regulation of this company. And the city, to my knowledge, doesn't have any regulatory authority over the company itself. I had a neighbor move out last year, and they used this service, and the trash receptacle was never picked up by them. And we called them several times and left messages with no response. We knew where they were located, so we eventually picked it up and put it in our car, and we took it over and dropped it off at their business address just to get the can from laying around at the curb. So it is frustrating for people. I understand the frustration. But again, as far as us being involved in enforcement of this, it's really a code enforcement issue. But again, the company itself is not regulated as far as I know. So they may have to take the trash and go with a new service or take it down to the landfill and dump it there. There's other options to get it off the street.
Yeah, and that may be, you know, if you see your trash is backing up and you've tried every avenue, that may just, luckily we have a number of different companies here in town that you have other options. I guess it'd be a real problem if we only had one. So
yes.
So definitely. As far as other things going on here, we're getting into the month of December here, and this is a time that the police department is involved with a couple of different neat initiatives. So one of them is Cops and Kids. I'm curious how soon that is coming up here and what the plans are.
You know, this is the time of year where we have some of our more exciting events that we're involved in. We do community outreach all year long, as you know. But Cops and Kids is really a special one. And this year, Cops and Kids will be held on December 18th at the Walmart. And it starts at about 7:45, 8 o'clock in the morning. The way this works, however, is we receive referrals. Our police officers, members of our department receive referrals from people about kids that it looks like they're not going to have a Christmas at all. And we ask people when they think that is the case to give us the name of the child, their parents, and the parents' phone number. And then we will get in touch with them and triage the situation and see if it's somebody that can participate in Cops and Kids. We hope, depending on the number of donations we receive this year, that we can serve anywhere from 75 to 125 children. And the FOP Lodge 17 is the primary sponsor of this event, and we support it as an agency. And there's two ways people can donate to Cops and Kids to help buy the presents that these kids will shop with a police officer or a sheriff's deputy. And when I say that, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office participates in this. Staff from K-State Police Department participate in this. And we do. And so there may be some others that I'm not mentioning, and I apologize because it's not the same every year. But the way they can donate is two ways. They can send a check to P.O. Box 362, Manhattan, Kansas 66505, and make the check payable to Cops and Kids. And another easier way for people that have Venmo or like to use the Venmo app, They have set up a Venmo account, and it's at Riley County FOP17. And they can donate to Cops and Kids by using their Venmo app on their phone to make that donation. And if they're asked to verify the last four of the phone number, sometimes that occurs just as a safety precaution. The number is 1957 or 1957. So they can call down to the police department to get this information again if they didn't have a chance to write it down. But it is something that we look forward to. We have a ton of volunteers that help out with it. It's exciting. It's exciting for these kids to have this opportunity to interact with law enforcement officers this way.
Yeah, it's something we look forward to covering each year. I remember a couple years ago, and I don't recall if it happened last year with the pandemic, but a couple years ago when Haley Rowland was still here, just we had one of our reporters get out there and just saw so many smiling faces. And, you know, anytime you can make a difference on a for a child like that, it's worth it.
It is, and I can't overemphasize how much the officers enjoy doing this. It's so different than many of the things that we normally do. Many of us have never experienced what it's like to not have a good Christmas like this, where you have the traditional things occurring in your lives as a child, and to for them to be in a position to be able to take a child shopping and have Christmas presents that they normally wouldn't have is really an amazing experience, and we enjoy doing it.
All right, so we got Cops and Kids coming up December 18th. We've also heard a little bit about Tip a Cop. That's coming up a little bit sooner.
This is one of the fundraisers we do for Special Olympics Kansas each year, and this is a traditional one. I can't remember if it was canceled during COVID last year. I'm pretty sure it was. But we normally have this at Texas Roadhouse, and that's where it will be again this year. It'll be December 7th at Texas Roadhouse from 5 to 9 p.m. The way it works is your servers and hosts will be law enforcement officers or staff from the police department, and we'll have a shirt on identifying who we are. And the way Tip a Cop works is if you would leave a normal tip or a higher than normal tip, that entire tip amount goes to Special Olympics Kansas to help support the athletes that live in this community so they can compete throughout the year in Special Olympics athletic events.
That's cool. That's and it's neat because you can probably get creative to get your tips there and you know, do all kinds of things to sway people here.
That's right. And again, this is supported by the FOP Lodge 17. They are the main sponsor of this, and they organize it and get volunteers to help out. So we appreciate all the support we can get for these activities.
And the FOP, if I'm not mistaken, they changed leadership recently. It was a new president. Is it Rachel?
Up until the end of last year, the president was Brian Johnson. This year, it has been Officer Rachel Pate. That is true. There will be a new election here soon, so she may remain as the president, or they may elect somebody new. So stay tuned. We'll see.
Okay. Well, then, definitely. Rachel Pate does good work here for the police department, so
yes.
Shout out to her. I think as far as that, so we got through those. Anything else the police department's involved with here in December? Is that pretty much the two main ones?
Well, mainly, you know, safety is always a big deal, especially during the holidays. Personal safety is also important. As people navigate their way around the community, please remain aware of your surroundings. Lock your house, lock your car. When you're walking to or from your car, remain aware of that. You know, we've seen in other communities not only these mob-type burglaries and thefts from retail stores, but also in some areas we're seeing, not here, we're seeing where people are being followed home from shopping or from their place of business and robbed in parking lots or when they arrive at home, especially if it's in a secluded area. So we always encourage people when they feel like something isn't quite right, they don't have to wait until they get victimized. They can call us. They can call 911 if they feel they need to, or our non-emergency number, and report the suspicious activity that they're experiencing, and an officer will be dispatched, and hopefully it'll prevent a crime where we can identify somebody who is somebody that might be planning to commit a crime. As far as other activities, I think tomorrow or today wraps up the STEP campaign that the state has been involved in about arrive safe campaign. A lot of it is speeding enforcement, seatbelt enforcement. So we've participated in that over the last 7 days.
Well, I imagine there will probably be some stats from that the next few days we'll see.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. Very good. Again, we're talking with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler here on In Focus. And if you've got any calls or comments, you want to give a shout out here, and you can do that here in the next segment, 785-537-1350. We're going to step aside and take our final break of the program. Back with more after this on K-Man.